You're listening to SBS News.
A crowd gathered at a railway station in the central town of Pithiviers to remember and reflect. Between May 1991 to September 1942, the town's railway station was the departure point for thousands of French Jewish men, women and children who were deported to the Auschwitz extermination camp. The largest deportation took place over 2 days in July 1942, when police herded over 13,000 people, including 4,000 children, into the Winter Velodrome of Paris before forcing them onto trains on their way to Nazi camps. French President Emmanuel Macron was at the ceremony and took the opportunity to note that anti-Semitism continues to plague French society.
Regardons ces rails. Visitons cette gare.
Let us look at these rails. Let us visit this train station. Thanks to your work, and let us be lucid when looking at our era. We have not finished with anti-Semitism, and we must be lucid in observing it. The anti-Semitism is more ardent and rampant than it was in 1995, in Europe and in so many parts of the world.
During World War II, it was the biggest such roundup of Jewish people in Western Europe. Family by family, house by house, French police rounded up people on those two terrifying days, pulling children away from their mothers' arms and dispatching everyone to the camps. Very few survived. For the dwindling number of survivors, a series of commemoration ceremonies were especially important. At a time of rising anti-Semitism and far-right commentary trying to minimise France's contribution to the Holocaust, they worry that history's lessons are being forgotten. Rachel Kahn's grandfather was one of the few who did survive.
Obviously, from a personal point of view, I'm very moved as the granddaughter of a deportee, because my grandfather left in June 1942 from this station. I was lucky enough to get to know him. He came back in May 1945, but it's true that having everyone gathered here, elected officials, representatives of the Republic, prefects, the President of the Republic himself, and then the entire population, this is very, very emotional for me, this recognition.
Jewish communities are increasingly worried about rising anti-Semitism in Europe. France's Interior Ministry has reported a rise in anti-Semitic acts in France over recent years, saying while racist and anti-religious acts overall are increasing, Jews are disproportionately targeted. Anxiety has worsened for some since the far-right National Rally Party made a surprising electoral breakthrough last month, winning a record 89 seats in France's National Assembly. Party co-founder Jean-Marie Le Pen has been convicted of racism and downplaying the Holocaust. His daughter, Marine, who now leads the party, has distanced herself from her father's positions. But the party's past still raises concerns for many Jews. During the campaign for this year's French presidential election, far-right candidate and pundit Eric Zemmour propagated the false claim that Adolf Hitler's Vichy collaborators safeguarded France's Jews. An activist with the Bureau of Vigilance Against Anti-Semitism, Evelyn Guggenheim, says Mr. Macron's comments are encouraging.
I think it's a speech that first of all puts things in perspective and then gives us courage. He gave us courage because it's true that after the recent elections, given the results, we're worried. So he said he was going to fight, he promised us that. And we too will continue to fight.
President Macron says France has not yet eradicated anti-Semitism.
It is displayed on the walls of our cities. It infiltrates our social networks. It's played to the crowd, applauded by those who confuse anti-Semitism with freedom of expression. They desecrate our graves. They defile the portraits of Simone Veil. It inserts itself into debates on some TV shows. It shows itself in the complacency of certain political forces. It is prospering also through a new form of historic revisionism, even negationism.
À travers une nouvelle forme de révisionnisme historique.
It took France's leadership 50 years after World War II to officially acknowledge the state's involvement in the Holocaust, when then-President Jacques Chirac apologized for the French authorities' role in the raids. Mr. Macron denounced French leaders for their role in the Holocaust, describing them as among the most shameful acts undertaken by France during World War II and among the darkest moments in its history. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.